there will be a meeting, of course, scheduled on the 20th. And this is going to be the border meeting. You know, there will be border commissioners in the two countries that is pulling up the issue of the border. And that is going to take place on the 20th this month. Our team are already here in Juba preparing for that meeting. And I think you have been pulling up that when two presidents met in India. They have stressed the importance of normalizing the issues of the border and opening the border officially so that the movement of people and goods is going to be eased and that final demarcation in the border has to be done. These are the things that these commissions are going to tackle in their meeting in Addis Ababa on the 20th.
Last month, the defense minister, also his Sudanese counterpart, they had a meeting also in Addis Ababa and they have signed some sort of security arrangement. Is that a follow-up to that?
Yes, of course. It is all into this issue of border and the security issues attached to the border, to open up the border. You know, we have the longer border in the region, and this border is very crucial for both countries. There are security concerns, and some of the borders will need to be addressed by the two countries, and that's why the two defense ministers have to take care of these issues, at least some of them, so that when the border commission meets, of course, these technical issues should have been addressed. That will ease the final opening of the border.
Yes, I think, of course, these are all included in these cooperation agreements which were signed in September 2012.
Yes.
And what we know is that this agreement is a 3 years agreement. And I think so far this agreement has expired.
It has been a vibe. I don't know whether you have been following up the visit of our foreign minister to Russian Federation the other time upon the invitation extended by the foreign minister of Russian Federation, Sergei Lavrov, to try to revive this cooperation agreement between the two countries. Russians believe that there's no way these issues cannot be addressed for the final settlement of any problem that is going on in South Sudan. And that's why he called that meeting for the two foreign ministers to converge there in Moscow to try to revive those cooperation agreements, which, like Russia, think that are very important at this juncture to be addressed so that it is and bring the peace to the region.
This cooperation agreement, actually, you have a lot of things like the issue of pipeline, where South Sudan pay a substantial amount of money on hiring, and also the assistance money, which I cannot mention specifically, that South Sudan giving to Sudan as a compensation. Should it be a renegotiation, or maybe we start from new?
That's correct. By saying revive, that means the agreement was done, was there, and people were following it up. But all of a sudden, of course, due to other incidents, we couldn't go anywhere with it, and it was like that, you know, at some point. So that's why we can still say it has to be revived, because it is important that it is revived and that people come again on the table to discuss the crucial issues attached to this cooperation agreement, some of which are the one that you just mentioned, the transit fees that South Sudan is paying Sudan. The government has a lot of concern on those things, despite the fact that it was agreed. But we are paying more money, and that should not be like that. It has to be flexible, of course, given the production fluctuation and other things here in South Sudan. And so it has to be revived and it has to be negotiated. Some of them may be renegotiated, and this is all the package that the cooperation agreement is still having. And the most important thing here is that the two countries have to take it seriously now. And come and discuss these issues. There will be a visit that is going to take place very soon by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of South Sudan to go to Khartoum. Will be a part of the negotiation when he goes there, the way forward on the cooperation agreement.
So far, let's say it's revived and is still being implemented. So, in terms of how long is this going to go? I mean, is revived for another 3 years or revived for until when?
Any discussions always, you know, you just go for discussions. You don't limit yourself to time frame because these are give and take when it is discussed by the two parties.
But technically,
what is important here is to be committed to discussions and just hope that when you discuss fully, you will get the results and you will go to final position.
So is this South Sudan obliged to honor this agreement, which is already expired, and continue to pay high tariffs for renting the pipeline, and also this compensation?
It is obliged because it was a party to agreement initially. So there's no way.
Which has already expired.
It has not expired per se, but it was like down for some time. And that's why I use the word revive. You know, if it is expired, then you have to restart it again. But it is revived, that means it was just done for some reason. But now you want to pull it up again and put it on the table for discussion. South Sudan is actually committed to these discussions because of the thing that I just mentioned, that we have to renegotiate them, given our situation. And I think it is a very crucial agreement that the two countries have really finalized at some point. You know, Sudan and South Sudan are countries that are going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. And they have longer borders, and they have a lot of mutual things among themselves. So the only solution is to just keep the good diplomatic relations and talk on the issues that are our country.